Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen up!
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Joining us now, a candidate for Congress in CD4, Jim Marchant. He is, small business guy. He is a former assemblyman, and he joins us in studio.
Hi, Kevin.
What's going on, man?
Nothing. Nothing, really.
I want to touch real quick. Colonel Bob Frank passed away while I was on vacation.
Yeah,
I was out in the middle of nowhere, and I said, "Oh, you got to be kidding me!" And I didn't know he'd been sick.
Yeah, very dear friend of mine. He and I've been working together for about 5 years on a solution to Yucca Mountain, and promoting a new assured energy source: these small modular walk-away safe nuclear reactors. And so he kind of introduced me to this. He's the father of this movement, and. And he just got sick recently and passed away. We actually did a celebration of life yesterday for him, or actually his family did. I went to it in Henderson at Calvary Church down there where he goes, and it was great. He's just, I mean, if you were able to be there and just see what he's done in his life, it's amazing. I mean, he was an amazing guy. Wow. And I was so fortunate to have met him, and he kind of... he's a mentor. I would say he's a mentor of mine. I mean, he is so visionary and just so clear thinking. We miss him dearly.
Yeah. So. Well, and one of the smartest guys when it comes to the use of nuclear energy.
Absolutely.
In our state, in our area, and this whole Yucca Mountain thing.
Yep.
He was one of the first people that talked to me about reprocessing centers and different things like that.
He introduced me to it, and I thought it was such a great idea. I said, "Bob, I'm one on board with this." So he grabbed me, and he said, "Okay, we're going to do this." He knew I could help politically, right? And so he and I together with a few other people, we banded together. We had the Nevadans Can group, and we just came up with this plan. And now we have a movement now to the point where the Democrats are coming to us and saying, "Okay, we're ready to talk."
Tell me what it is you want to do relative to Yucca Mountain.
Well, we have a problem in that back in the 80s, Yucca Mountain was intended to store permanently all of our nuclear waste from the beginning because we, 60s and 70s, the nuclear plants began springing up around the country and we get 20% of our energy from them. And of course, we have a waste issue. And to date, that waste has stayed at the sites of these nuclear plants. There's like 121 sites around the country, and it's just sitting there behind chain link fence. And so that's why Yucca Mountain was an idea that came about in the 80s. And they said, okay, we're just going to dump it in Nevada. Well, you know that everybody here in Nevada really doesn't want to be a dump, and I don't either. We don't want to be a dump for that. So Bob Frank came up with this idea, and we kind of formulated this. Okay, let's do a recycling facility out at Mercury, because it's the best place in the world for it, where Yucca Mountain is, near there. And let's recycle this waste. There's 1,000 years worth of energy sitting at these sites, so, and it's only 5% use. So we can recycle it and put that fuel in these new small modular nuclear reactors that are walk-away safe. The radiation level in these new small modular reactors are such that you can walk away from them and they won't melt down like Chernobyl or Fukushima or Three Mile Island. It's not a light water reactor. It's a different type of reactor that is walk-away safe. So that's what we want to promote. So the whole country is against us. It's 49 states against one. And, you know, we're going to lose this battle. They're going to do it whether we like it or not. So I went to Congressman Mark Amaday and I said, look, why don't we get something out of this for Nevadans? There's a lot of valuable material there. Let's bring it in here. Let's recycle it. Let's leverage it to get a lot of money for Nevada. There's $40 billion sitting in a fund now that's just sitting there waiting to be used. That could help us build the recycling facility. It could also help us build a Livermore-type lab out at Mercury that will be an all-of-the-above research and development facility for carbon-free energy. So wouldn't that be great to have that here in Nevada? And we research everything, you know, whether it's solar, wind, bio, anything, hydrogen, anything that's futuristic can be developed there. And in addition to the small modular reactors, we can improve on them, too. And there's going to be new generations of that.
Tell me what we're talking about in terms of money. This is all money that's going to be spent inside the four corners of our state.
Absolutely. So,
and are we looking at $1 billion, $2 billion?
Well,
what?
The original cost was estimated for Yucca Mountain just to be a dump, a permanent dump, which is wasteful, $200 billion. That's a lot of money. So now we can say, okay, for the $40 billion we've got in this fund, we can build this recycling facility and a research lab for that. We don't have to spend $200 billion. In addition to that, a lot of people don't know, but you and I as taxpayers and all the taxpayers listening to us, we're paying $2.2 billion a day fine for not storing that waste here, because back in the 80s, we had an agreement with all of these states that had the nuclear reactors there, and we had agreed to take it here. Well, when we didn't do it, they sued the Department of Energy, and they won. The Department of Energy, us, taxpayers, are paying them $2.2 million a day, almost $600 million a year. So if we solve that problem, you know, if we do what the plan that I've got working through Congress right now, if we do this, then that goes away. So there's a lot of positives in what we're doing. If we could be the center of the universe for energy, Nevada can be. All of these companies that are building these new technologies will come here to Nevada, and that's what I'm working on. I mean, that's
billions of dollars.
So we're
talking about generating
billions of dollars of revenue for Nevada. And I want, see, one of the things we'll be able to do with the recycled material is when we sell it, we can get, how about tax, energy tax credit for every citizen in Nevada, kind of like a rebate, what Alaska does, right, for oil?
Exactly.
Why don't we do that? I mean, wouldn't it be nice?
You don't like your property taxes? They're going to go away.
Well, that's something like that, or maybe you get a rebate enough to where you don't have any electric costs for the year. You know, there's a lot of ways we can work that, but the bottom line is there's a lot of value for Nevadans, and that's what I'm pushing for. I'm really fighting hard for that, and our movement is it's picking up a lot of steam. Like I said, I was in Washington last week meeting with Congressman Senator Barrasso's group, Shimkus and Walden. Even though they're not in the majority now, they're still involved, and I actually met with Democrats while I was there.
And is this going to be a bipartisan issue?
It is, because when H.R. 3053 was voted on a year or so ago, it passed 340-72. That's a lot of Democrats voted for that. So, you know, so we're losing this battle. So we have to get what we can out of it. And that's what we've done. We've come to the negotiation table, said, okay, DOE, you know, we're not going to let you just dump this here. You know, we want something for it.
I love that. Jim Marchant, he is a small business guy. He's a former assemblyman. And he is one smart dude when it comes to this Yucca Mountain thing. I am fully in support of what he wants to do. The idea of turning Yucca Mountain from a repository into a reprocessing center. And this is something that will be ongoing. You won't just build it.
Jobs
forever. And then it sits there. It's going to be jobs forever.
High-paying jobs.
Yeah. In fact, I may go back to school and retrain.
Yeah, you should.
More coming up. We're going to talk about the race in CD4. It's starting to get crowded out there. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Live and local. Now.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Everyone knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's. Ah, the chili Colorado combo, a favorite of mine. Made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce. Served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. It's magnifico.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut-rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Jim Marchant joining us, a candidate for CD4, and he's also a proponent of a new way of looking at Yucca Mountain. And in fact, you're going to be hosting
an event tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow from 2 to 5 in Pahrump. And I'm doing this for, you know, mainly the people in Pahrump because they're very interested in this because a lot of what's going to happen is going to be in Nye County. So I spoke out at the Republican committee, Central Committee meeting out there a couple of months ago, and I was telling them about this, and they said, wow, will you come do a forum for us and, you know, let us get a lot of people here to be educated because a lot of them don't really know what we're talking about. So I said, absolutely. So I organized my group of people who are some of the most renowned, amazing nuclear scientists in the world that know just a lot of details about Yucca Mountain. They know reprocessing and recycling. They know everything. We're going to answer questions about earthquakes since we just had one, right? So a lot of people are worried about earthquakes. So we're going to answer a lot of questions about that. And the small modular reactors, of course, they're experts on that. They know exactly how they work. And we can just do a lot of education for the people out there. So anybody that's in Las Vegas and wants to make a trip over to Pahrump, it's at the Valley Electric Conference Center, 2 to 5 tomorrow. And we'll have some good people there, so you can learn a lot.
And for the record, this may be covered tomorrow in Pahrump, but I'm just curious. Can we assume that the technology of the 1980s has been surpassed immeasurably?
Absolutely.
By the technology of the year 2019. It's like light years different.
Well, actually, if you want to know the truth, what we're proposing is old technology. Yeah, a lot of people don't know this, but we had a choice in 1968 whether to go with light water reactors or the lead-cooled, salt-cooled, thorium-cooled, small modular reactors, or reactors in general. And the only reason we went with light water reactors was President Nixon at the time. He said, well, what gives us materials for the bomb? That's it. That's why. And so we went with these dangerous, more dangerous light water reactors. And they're not dangerous because we've had very few issues. I mean, of course, we've had Fukushima types and Chernobyls, all of those were human error. So, we had the light water reactors, but this technology was available then. So we're just bringing it back, and we're going to use this because it is safe, and we don't need the material for creating nuclear bombs.
Let me just ask you, and then we'll move on to the campaign. This whole thing of worried about earthquakes and things like that, how safe are these things?
They're safe. I mean, for since the mid-80s, this material's been sitting around the country. Have you heard of any accidents?
None.
And it's going to be safer out here, actually, for America. And so all of the fear-mongering that all of these environmentalists say about, you know, nuclear and all of that, it's a bunch of hogwash.
Who is against it? Because I know Dean Heller went on the floor of the United States Senate saying, I'm going to tell you one more time,
yeah,
Yucca Mountain is dead,
yeah,
period.
Because the other side has been so good at messaging and fear-mongering and scaring people to death of it, that he was scared to death of it. He wouldn't even hear it.
What was the Jack Lemmon, Jane Fonda,
Michael Douglas? China Syndrome.
Yep. Everybody that saw that movie, yeah, they live in fear of nuclear, and they forget that in France, until a couple of years ago, they're 80%.
Yeah, and we get 20% of our energy from there. And you know what? And matter of fact, some of the environmentalists like Michael Schellenberger, who ran for governor of California, used to be a real solid anti-nuclear guy. He's actually done a 180, and he's telling all of his conservationists now that if you're serious about climate change, this is the only solution that's going to give us a base load energy solution to get off fossil fuels, whether it's coal or natural gas. So this is the only solution to that. So he is our biggest proponent now. Bill Gates, same thing. Bill Gates is actually working on a small modular reactor technology. Yeah. Bill Gates.
And a lot of this could be done right here in the state of Nevada.
We could be
bringing billions of dollars to our state.
That's my goal. We could generate billions and billions of dollars. We could be the center of the universe for energy.
I love the idea.
I do too. And there's no better place to do it than out at Mercury. No better place. And I've become friends with the president of MSTS that runs Mercury. And he says, I can test everything to failure out here. I'm the only place in the country where I can test things to failure. So we're looking at actually installing a small modular reactor at Creech by 2024. I got the DOD. I happened to run into the base commander of Creech. He was telling me about a problem he had. He loses energy about 10 times a year, and it's a nightmare for them. And as you know, Creech flies every Air Force drone in the sky all over the world 24/7. They can't afford to lose electricity. And when he learned about the small modular reactors, this guy, Colonel Tippett, I love him, he took the bull by the horns, and he ran this through DOD to the point where they actually have a request for solution out. And now what that did is it opened up money, investor money, to a lot of these manufacturers of small modular reactors, and they're loving it. They're loving it. Those companies will come here, high-paying jobs here in Nevada, if we'll allow it.
And folks, that means billions of dollars in building, and once
jobs,
once you build it, then you've got to operate it.
Got to operate it. High-paying jobs.
And you can turn a profit on it.
Yep.
That's not bad. More coming up. Jim Marchant, we're going to talk about the race in CD4. It is getting a tad crowded. Is that going to work for him, against him? And what are the issues in CD4 that people are telling him about? We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. One of the things we'll also do in our next half hour, our wall-to-wall free-for-all, that's where you call in. You tell us what it is you want to talk about. We make it easy for you, folks. We don't complicate this job. It is very, very simple. Stick around. More to do live and local now. Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, we are your radio program of record. We are live and local now. Joining us now is Jim Marchant. He is a candidate for Congress from Congressional District 4. And just for the record, that's a big-ass district.
It is. 7 counties. Huge district. It goes from North Las Vegas all the way up to Yerington, little north of Yerington, and then all the way over to Ely. So it's a huge, as far as area. Population up there is not like it is down here in Las Vegas, but a huge area to travel, yeah.
How do you do that? Now, you've run in assembly districts where you would literally walk the entire district.
I know.
How do you do it like this?
It's a little different. You got to have good messaging. You got to be able to call people. You got to be able to have volunteers work for you and call people. Mailers, of course. You just social media is going to be big because even, you know, people in the rurals, they're on social media. So you got to do all of the above and you got to travel. So I'll be doing that, too.
You've already traveled the district, and I'm just curious, what are you hearing from folks? I know a lot of them are not engaged yet in the 2020 campaign,
right. Yep.
But I'm curious what they're telling you. The one thing that I've always known, you are an incredible listener.
Yeah,
and I'm curious what the issues are going to be.
Yeah, the issues here, you know, as you probably know, is education. I don't know what I can do. Well, what I want to do on the federal level is to advance what I was doing here in Nevada, is advance education savings accounts or school choice. So if I can affect that on the federal level, I'm definitely going to work on that. And of course, taxes and spending, that's been, you know, one of my passions also. I've always wanted to make it to where people paid less taxes so they'd have more money in their pocket, because I think that they spend their money more wisely than the government does. And the other thing is spending. You know, our governments, both state and federal, are out of control. They just spend like crazy. And nobody's even talking about that. And I was so pleased that a couple of weeks ago, Trump finally came out and said, you know, we really need to look at our spending problem, because that's the only way we're going to get our deficit down. And that's a huge issue for me, our deficit. It's terrible.
But yet we just passed a huge increase.
I know. I would have probably voted against it. And that's one of the things I did in the assembly. I mean, it's awfully lonely to be the only no vote on the board. You got all these green yeses and one red no vote, and it's Jim Marchant. It's lonely, but you know what? When they're giving you bills at the end of session, like one right after another, and you get the bill, and of course you read it the night before, but then when you get to the floor session, they're giving you an amendment on it. And then 5 minutes later, it's another amendment. And it's impossible to read those. So I just said, no, we're not doing this, because they hide things in there. They hide things in the bill. And you know, people, they're tired at night. They get lazy. And they don't read them. And they just vote yes, because that's their trick. And I didn't do it. I just voted no. I mean, I'm the only one up there voting no. And some of my, you know, I'm on the floor and they're looking back at me like, what are you doing? I said, well, you can't read that. You can't read all of that. It's impossible. A speed reader couldn't read through there.
Let me just ask you, though, this whole notion of Congress, and we've got so many problems out there. You look at the problems we have in this country. Problems with racism, Gilroy, California,
right.
Another mass shooting there. We've got all these different problems, and yet Congress now in its infinite wisdom says, well, let's go on vacation for 6 weeks.
Well, I know. Well, they do that, and I don't agree with it. I'll have to live with it, but Congress should do its job, and they're not doing it, and it's by design, I guess, because you know, even I'm at odds with my own party, you know, the Republican Party. We had control last session when we controlled everything, and we didn't do a darn thing. They didn't pass anything. They could have fixed immigration. We had a perfect chance to fix immigration, and my own party didn't do it. And so, like I say, I'm an outsider. I'm not, my party's upset with me. The Democrats certainly are upset with me. I'm for the people. That's what I'm doing. I'm not doing this for ego. I don't need this job. I'm retired. I've done well all my life. I don't really need this. I'm doing it because I've always been a problem solver, a solution provider, and just come up with things that make our lives better. And that's what I'm doing. That's what I did in the assembly, or tried to do, and that's certainly what I'm going to do in Congress.
Let me just ask you, the number one question that candidates seem to get asked, And as you know, we talk to a lot of candidates on this program.
Mm-hmm.
And the first question that always comes up is, do you support the president and his America First policies?
Absolutely, I do. Yeah, I was on the Trump train in 2012. I mean, remember when he teased us back then?
Exactly.
He said, okay, I'm thinking about running. Oh, I can't do it because of Celebrity Apprentice, right? And I'm thinking, oh, man, I wish he would have got in then. But, you know, it's probably smart he didn't. You know, he's a smart guy. But I am 100% behind Trump. I love what he's doing. His tax cuts were awesome. Didn't go far enough as far as I'm concerned. I think he needs to do another one, and he needs to concentrate on spending, and he's doing that. And the other thing that a lot of people don't realize is what he's done with regulations. You know how many billions of dollars that he has saved businesses that stay in the economy just by the regulation reform that he's been able to do as a president? That's gonna keep us from going in these Federal Reserve peaks and valleys. We have a recession, we have a boom, we have a recession. So I think that's going to even out. That's going to even us out for this next recession.
Joining us, Jim Marchand. We're talking about the election coming up, 2020, and he is running in CD4. I think this is going to be a watershed year. Now, if you notice, we've had the Robert Mueller hearings.
Yep.
Nothing has happened.
Yep.
No groundswell. We have about 100 members of Congress, including Dina Titus, who is calling for impeachment. What's going on there?
I don't know. Can I do some reverse psychology and say, no, don't do that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, don't impeach. Don't do that. So go ahead.
Which means then they obviously will.
Yeah.
Do you agree with people? I've heard even Democrats say this, that if this thing goes beyond September, it's dead. By the way, they're not coming back in till after Labor Day.
Right, that's right. Well, they let them try. Go ahead. Probably help us.
You've got a growing field.
Yes.
We've got a former Miss Nevada.
Right.
That has not announced, but I think will be announced.
Right.
We've got we got a number of people that are
right.
running.
Right.
Do we need to narrow this out? I mean,
well, David Sajak was talking earlier on your program that some of these people just came out of the blue, hadn't even been involved in the party politics or anything. None of them, hardly. And they just come up and they say, oh, I'm going to run for Congress.
And it costs what? A couple hundred bucks?
A couple hundred bucks to file. And anybody can file. But, when I started, I was involved in Florida. I was like AIDS. I helped.
With Jeb Bush.
Jeb Bush and, the Florida legislature there. I lobbied in Congress at the time when I was president of the Federation of Internet Service Providers Association. So I kind of cut my teeth there. And then I came out here and I said, well, I'm going to run for the lowest thing possible and start at the bottom and work up. And it was Assembly. And ran for that and won and got a lot of great experience there. So I understand the process. So a lot of people, they just have egos. They just say, I'm just going to run for Congress. The Assembly's too low for me. And I've had them comment. I've heard people tell me that. And they just want to start at the top. And I'm not in it for that. Like I said, I don't need this job. I am doing it because I want to do something good for the people of Nevada. And certainly none of them that's in so far have raised any money. And I'm telling you in Washington, if you can't show you can raise money, you are invisible. They won't even look at you. And you got to raise a lot of money. And I thought I was doing good and went to Washington a couple of weeks ago. And I'm thinking I'm doing good at $120,000 and a quarter. And they're saying, that should have been $400,000. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you got to be kidding me. I'm trying hard. I'm working hard. I'm on the phone every day fundraising. And I'm calling great donors out of the state of Nevada. I'm calling people in the state of Nevada. And I'm getting very good response. I'm able to raise a substantial amount of money every day. So, and I'm just going to keep doing that because you got to. That's the job. That is the number one part of this job is fundraising.
Final couple of minutes. Stephen Horsford, former lobbyist, lived in the Washington, D.C. area.
Yeah, does he even live here?
I'm not even sure.
Yeah.
This race, I hope this race, with all these different Republican candidates in it, will be about Stephen Horsford. Because Stephen Horsford has done nothing.
Nothing. No, he has to vote in lockstep with Nancy Pelosi. And I've said this, when I speak out on the trail, this election is going to be between socialism and capitalism. Do we want what our founders set up for us, which is the most amazing system that the world has ever seen? Or do we want to be Venezuela? Because that's what's going to happen. And I don't know why people can't see that. I do. I mean, it's just perfectly clear for me. I mean, I'm a free market capitalist, and competition and the free market drives everything.
But in the presidential race, for instance, you're going to see Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and others talk about this capitalism thing. I think the new term, and I'm not even sure who coined it, but economic freedom. As opposed to capitalism does not poll well. Democrats do a great job.
Well,
when gay marriage didn't poll well, they went to marriage equality.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Well,
so they just rebranded.
Yeah, we got to be smarter than that. We have to really know what they're doing, and you know, capitalism is not really capitalism was born out of our Constitution. You know, it's just Americans want to be free. And we don't want all of this government regulation. We need a smaller federal government, and I'm all for that. And that's going to be one of my biggest things is trying to make our federal government smaller, move a lot of the decisions down to the states where it was originally intended, and that's what I believe in.
If you need anything, what do you need? Do you need money? Do you need yard signs? Do you need... folks to jump on phone banks?
All of the above, yeah. Money, of course, is number one. Like I said, that's the only way we're going to do it. Horsford's at $800,000 now, I think.
Is he really?
Yeah, and they have money coming in by the bucket loads from all of these Soros types and Steyer and de Blasio, I don't know, who are Bloomberg. And we're behind the eight ball. I have to rely on, you know, $20, $30, $40, $50 donors, and I occasionally get good donors like founders of Home Depot. You know, they have stepped up, and but they can only donate $2,800 each, right? And when I was in the assembly, I was able to get $10,000, but and take corporate money. Now it's got to be personal, and not all these corporate guys want to write a personal check. So that's really hard fundraising.
It'll be interesting if folks want to find out more, if they want to donate, if they want to. Yep. Help you in some way, how do they do it?
JimMarchant.com, JimMarchant.com. You cannot miss the big red donate button.
That's the most important part of the website.
That's it, yep.
Thank you so much. Always good to see you. Yep. Good luck. Be safe out on the campaign trail.
I sure appreciate it. Thank you, Kevin. I always love coming here.
Jim Marchant joining us in studio. Coming up, our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know what that means. You call in. You tell us what it is you want to talk about. We'll do that next. Coming up. Oh, by the way, the number 844-2-NEVADA. It's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local. Now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos. Only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Berto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Booyah!
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. Great to have you with us. It's Live and Local Now. You saw where Judicial Watch last week has submitted an ethics complaint against... Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman from Minnesota, a part of the squad, that apparently Judicial Watch has filed a complaint with the House of Representatives Ethics Office asking for an investigation into possible crimes committed by Ilhan Omar. The possible crimes include, get this, perjury, immigration fraud, marriage fraud, state and federal tax fraud, and federal student loan fraud. That's according to Tom Fitton. Fitton says, quote, "The House of Representatives must urgently investigate and resolve the serious allegations of wrongdoing by Representative Omar. The evidence that has been developed against Representative Omar was the result of a 3-year-long investigation in both the U.S. and the U.K., and it is supported by information gathered from public record." This is not stuff, you know, that was created out of whole cloth. This is stuff that's been out there in the public record. Omar gave birth to children fathered by a man not her husband. According to Fitton, documented based reporting has developed the following information. Representative Ilhan Omar, a citizen of the United States, married her biological brother, Ahmed Nur Saeed Elmi, a citizen of the United Kingdom in, where was this, 2009, presumably as part of an immigration fraud scheme. This goes on and on. I urge you to check out Judicial Watch, because this is stuff that you need to know. I mean, this is stuff that is... This is stuff that is in the public record. This is not stuff that's being created by, you know, some wild right-wing conspiracy group. This is Judicial Watch. They take stuff that is in the public domain. That's what they do. Tell you what, let's do. Let's get some calls in before we leave you today on our wall-to-wall free-for-all, and you know how that works. You call in. You tell us what it is you want to talk about. Robert! You're up,
yes,
and you're
sir,
on.
I appreciate your time. Thank you. You're awesome. Mr. Marchant, listen, we need a voter fraud task force now by the president to look at these voting systems before the election, because I've asked the Secretary of State about 30 times now, can we just look at the names, A through Z, Republicans? How many do we have? A through Z, Democrats, in each language. They won't let us look, and they're stacking the data against us. We don't have a prayer unless we get a task force together. And then the other thing is, so we got to audit the registrations. They won't let us look. Maybe you can ask Mr. Wall, because you got a lot of clout. And the other thing is, how come we can't get a receipt for our vote electronically on our phone or something?
Now that's something that's being talked about now, that there has to be a paper trail. And you've been hearing all this stuff about Russians trying to hack into our elections, into our machines. And some of the Democrat presidential wannabes are talking about, they're talking about this whole notion of having paper ballots as a backup to what it is you do in the machine. I got no problem with that. Now, it costs money, but I think our election system is important enough that we spend some money. That's okay by me. That is, in fact, that's fine by me. We make sure, you know, that we got you covered that way. I love the idea of paper ballot. No, it makes sense to me. In fact, I'll be honest with you. I know it would be like taking a walk down memory lane, but I would love the idea of going back to paper ballots. Now, you wouldn't be able to get all of your election results in at 8:05 on election night. But paper ballots, you'd know what they are. Where is the X? On this candidate or that candidate? The Republican or the Democrat? That's going to do it. We'll tee it up again tomorrow. Hope you will too. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local now.
Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away.